Well, coming up on Sunday at Shaw Park, big deal. It's the CIBC Run for the Cure for the Canadian Cancer Society. And I'm talking with Shauna Newens, who is a survivor and this year's spokesperson for the run.
And plus, I'm a chemo-savvy dragon boater.
Oh, I've heard about you gals, and I actually talked about you for the good news.
Yeah, we had our 25th last year, so you would have seen a slot in the media.
But not on the water, on the track this time. And I understand the run, out of all the events, is special to you. Why?
Because the first year, when I was first diagnosed with breast cancer in 2016, a friend had approached me and said, Shauna, I've never run before. I want to train for the 5K, and Run for the Cure is going to be my first run, and I'd like to do it in your honor. Mm. I couldn't run that year, of course, because I was going through treatments.
Right.
But after that year, as my husband and I were walking to the parking lot, he said, yeah, you should do this with your team next year. And I think that's right when Shauna Shakers was born. He said, we should call them Shauna Shakers. And it just, we never looked back.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. I mean, there's an ongoing struggle with the oral cancer drugs that we have to take every day for the next 10 years.
Wow.
There's always side effects to that. It's an ongoing struggle for people who have finished their big treatments with breast cancer, albeit radiation, chemotherapy, surgeries. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the hardest part is all of that. But then living with it after and still having to maintain those drugs so that we stay alive and prevent reoccurrences, that is an everyday trudge for all of us, I think. And Run for the Cure was actually one of my very first runs as well.
Well, thank you, first of all, for sharing your story, Shauna, because, you know, obviously it's a very personal story.
What is really key for me with this run, got a devastating blow when I was told that I was HER2 positive. And I knew that was not good news. I really thought that was my death sentence handed to me. One of those holy crap moments where you leave the denial behind and you go, okay, we got some serious things going on here. And it was at that point that the nurse said to me, but there's a treatment for that now. And I just melted.
Oh, a perfect example of how that money raised is making a difference. So tell us more about the run Sunday.
Registration is at 8 o'clock. Opening ceremonies are at 8:50. The 5K starts at 9:30. The 1K starts at 9:45 in the morning. There's all kinds of booths. There's going to be some food trucks thereafter. There's lots of things to see. Just come and enjoy the environment. Lace up and do a walk or a run. Chemo Savvy Dragon Boat will be on the river cheering us as we run past. So watch for them on the water. And I just hope people just really realize what this movement is all about and how it is, how important it is for people like me and my family.
And the stats back it up that you're not the only family going through something like this.
1 in 8 women and 1 in 100 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer in Canada each year. So that's a lot.
All the best on Sunday.
Thank you.
And wear that pink, right?
Oh, yeah. Bling out in your pink.
All pink.
You'll look out of place if you don't.
Exactly.